From Chicago, we invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring J. Carroll Nash with Alan Reed. A year ago, when Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write her and tell her about his adventures. So now, we look over Luigi's shoulder as he writes another letter to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, is it now big shopping season in America? Everywhere signs. Newspapers and radio, they tell people there is only 24 shopping days till Christmas. Mamma mia. With the money I got, I can do all of my Christmas shopping in 24 minutes. Streets is filled with excited people rushing to buy things. In Chicago, main shopping section is called the Loop. I guess that's because everybody run around in a circle. Department stores even have doors which you run around in a circle. It's called revolving door. People walk in and the door walk in with them. There's also many other wonderful things. Like in old country, when a man wants to go to second floor, he walks upstairs. In a department store, man stands still and the stairs walk up. Yes, Mamma Mia. Everybody here getting ready to celebrate the Christmas. Except Pasquale, my countryman. For bringing me to America. Only celebration he wants is for me to marry his daughter Rosa. And the mama, that Rosa is so fat. If she ever stand on the street for 5 minutes, policemen give her a ticket for double parking. Anyway, this morning, I open up my antique store, and I'm talking with my 12-year-old general manager, Jimmy O'Connor, who's like a son to me. And Jimmy, he say...
Hey, boss, here's the mail.
Is the letter from my mama?
Not today, boss.
Then who write to me?
There's quite a few here.
It's a wonderful country. I don't write anybody, but I get answers anyway.
Today is the 30th. It's the end of the month.
So what? It happened 12 times a year. Like Uncle Pietro say, everything has an end except sausage. Sausage has two ends.
But tomorrow is the first, so the bills come in today.
Is it too bad the month don't start on the 5th? Then we have more time to pay bills.
With the money we haven't got, it won't make much difference.
Someday I pay. Right now, we keep a record. I write on the page, bills are standing out.
That's bills outstanding.
Okay, read the bills.
It's from the Edison Company.
It's a pleasure to hear from Mr. Edison. Fine man. Electric light is a wonderful invention. If Edison don't invent electric light, Edison and company go out of business. How much we owe, Mr. Edison?
$4.38.
Is worth the money I'm gonna owe them.
If you don't pay, they'll turn off the juice.
Then we use candles, like in old country.
If we do, then this place is sure gonna be spooky. All these old statues and old furniture, candles.
In old days, everybody used candles. Even Abraham Lincoln. He was a poor fella, Jimmy. He lived in a log cabin, walk every day to school in the snow, work in a store just like you, and then study at the night by candle. And then he become a president.
That's getting you the White House the hard way.
Even harder, Lincoln was a Republican. What's our next bill, Jimmy?
Gas. $4.12. Maybe we better cut down on our cooking.
From now on, we boil 3-minute eggs in 2 minutes.
Guess how much the telephone bill is.
$3?
Try again.
$4.
You hit the bell.
I think Mr. Bell hit me. Just the same as a wonderful invention. If there's no telephone, then there's no telephone of books. What the little kids sit on when they want a haircut?
What are you going to do with these bills?
When we have the money, we pay.
Aren't you worried?
It's no use everybody worrying, Jimmy. Right now, I let the companies worry.
But what are you going to do, boss?
I got a surprise for you, Jimmy. See? Here's $15.
Where'd you get that?
You remember old colonial letter case?
Sure, cost you 20.
I sell it for 15.
But, boss...
I get stuck when I pay $20 for it, Jimmy. So I sell it back to same fella for 15.
But you lost $5 in the deal.
Oh, no, Jimmy. I make $5 because it's only worth $10 in the first place. What's the next letter, Jimmy?
It's from the president of the Windy City Investment Company.
From president himself?
Yep, John C. Shaw.
Let me see the letter. Dear friend. Jimmy, do I know Mr. Shaw?
Oh, it doesn't mean a thing, boss. Your name is on what they call sucker lists.
That's a pretty good, Jimmy. Only one of you here and already I'm on a sucker list.
I wouldn't exactly call it an honor, boss.
Must be, Jimmy. Here's the fella I don't know. He's giving me a chance to invest in a gold mine. Maybe we invest a little money, huh, Jimmy?
What money?
Next the letter, Jimmy.
It's from the Jackson Hospital plan.
Gimme, I read it myself. Look, it say here. Dear Mr. Basco, this is a personal letter.
Believe me, boss, there's nothing personal about it.
Never mind, Jimmy, listen to the letter. Consider this invitation from us to join. How you like that, Jimmy? Invitation.
It's just an ad, boss. They don't mean that.
What this means? Hospital plan.
They pay your hospital expenses.
First, I have to be sick, huh?
Natch.
Huh?
Natch.
Natch. What the natch means?
Well, it's short for naturally.
Please, Jimmy. I like to learn the long English, not the shorthand. How do you know about this plan?
I've seen the ads in the papers, and I've heard them on the radio. They got the longest commercial.
Then why you not tell me?
Well, boss, you can't take on any more expenses.
But it say here only costs the 2 cents a day.
You can't even afford that.
Maybe they give it cheaper if we get sick only on weekends. I see about this right away.
Why the hurry?
Mr. Jackson say here in his letter, hurry, hurry. I hurry.
Mr. Luigi.
You watch the story, Jimmy. I go see Mr. Jackson.
America, I love you. You like a papa.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. I'm in a bigger hurry.
Always you in a bigger hurry.
Not always, Pasquale. Only when I see you.
Where are you going this time?
To hospital.
Who's sick?
Me.
What's the matter with you?
I find out later.
You talking, but you no make a sense, Luigi. Speak plain.
I explain to you, Pasquale. See this?
Sure, it's a letter.
No, it's an invitation.
Invitation to what?
Invitation to hospital.
That's a nice invitation. I'm here 26 years. I never hear of an invitation to a hospital.
Wait, I explain. It's invitation for hospital insurance plan for 2 cents.
Luigi, why you always stick your 2 cents in everything? All the time you run around like a little mouse.
Is it called Jackson plan?
Luigi, why you gotta be different from other people? Why you must join a Jackson plan? Join a Marshall plan.
If you're sick, Jackson take care of the whole thing for 2 cents a day.
That's stupid. When a fella gets sick, 2 cents a day is not going to help him much.
Pasquale, you pay Jackson a plan 2 cents. Jackson, he pay hospital.
What's happen if it's raining someday and you not going to run to the mailbox and send to Jackson his 2 cents?
Then there's no insurance for that day.
Luigi, you always buy policies. So for 1 month already, you got a fire insurance. Is there no fire?
Takes time. I explain it, Pasquale. Look what it say here in the letter. If I get sick, Jackson plan is pay for doctors and nurses and all kinds of sickness. They pay for everything except the maternity.
Why? Is it contagious?
Pasquale, you don't understand.
I'm understand the plenty, but what's happen if I'm a catcher this maternity?
Is not possible. Maternity is meaning having little bambinos.
Oh, that's a fine. I tell you, what do you do? Forget it, it's a crazy 2 cents a hospital. Marry my Rosa, she's a have a bambino. I pay you 2 cents a day for the rest of your life.
Please, Pasquale, we're not to talk about the Rosa.
We talk about a Rosa, I break your arm.
Pasquale, how is the Rosa?
I'm glad you ask, my son. Luigi, you couldn't find a nicer girl.
Or a bigger.
Is there nothing my Rosa can do? She's got lots of talent.
What the kind of talent?
Oh, she's a wonder. She's a first-class cook. She's a handy with a needle. She's a washer better than the laundry. And she's a keep a house and neat like a pin.
You know, Pasquale?
Yes, my son?
I bet you Rosa could have found a good job someplace.
Luigi, I don't like your sense of humor, especially when my Rosa, she's a crazy for you.
Is it too bad, Pasquale?
Right now, she's feeling very bad. She's got a broken heart.
Maybe she joined the 2 cents hospital.
Is there no hospital a cure for her? Only you, Luigi. You, the doctor.
If I'm the doctor, I go find a new patient.
Oh, Luigi, you get me so mad, I think I'm going to break you in a little pieces.
Then I better go join the Jackson Planet quick. Excuse me, lady. Is this Jackson Hospital Plan?
Yes.
I'd like to speak to Andrew.
What's the nature of your business?
Antique business. 21 North Halstead Street. Open night and day, and we always...
I mean, what can I do for you?
I get the letter this morning. I'd like to join 2 cents a day hospital plan.
Oh, you want to see Mr. McGrady. First order, you're right.
Thank you, lady.
Come in.
Hello. Girl outside, she tells me you're Mr. McGrady.
Yes.
She says you can tell me all about Jackson and hospital plan.
I'd be glad to. You see...
You see, Mr. McGrady, I'm not alone in this country, and it's harder for me to understand everything it says here in a little book about a hospital plan. So maybe you explain it, some of the things that it says here.
I'd be glad to.
Says it here, no physical examination is necessary. I guess if there's no examination necessary, it means I don't have to see a doctor.
Well...
Okay. I'm glad you explained to me. Another thing... It is say here, you have a choice of a 90-member hospital. That means I go to any hospital I like?
Well, there are 90 hospitals.
It's so wonderful how simple is everything the way you explain it. It is say here. Also say here, if I marry, plan also cover my wife. If I ever marry Rosie, is there no plan big enough to cover her? But I have a little boy, Jimmy. Is it good for him, huh?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. McReady. You speak a beautiful English. Here's my 2 cents. I enroll in plan. Oh,
gee. I'm sorry, mister.
Oh, well, it's my fault. I don't look where I'm going.
Are you hurt?
No, but maybe I hurt your car.
Are you sure you're all right?
I feel fine.
We can't be too sure, Mr. Basco.
Mr. McReady, what are you doing here?
Right on the job, Mr. Basco. The Jackson Hospital Plan will take care of everything. Yes, sir, there's a room, nurse, a choice of any one of 1,000 doctors all ready and waiting for you.
Mamma mia, all for 2 cents.
While you're wondering what Luigi is going to do next, I have a $16,000 announcement for you about CBS's popular quiz program, Hit the Jackpot. Later tonight, $16,000 worth of breathtaking prizes will be given to the lucky contestant at home or in the studio who can give the correct solution to the secret sentence. MC Bill Cullen will give you more clues to help you solve the secret sentence. For fun and prizes, be sure to tune in Hit the Jackpot tonight. Over most of these same CBS network stations. And now, for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma Mia, I never think when I go to join a hospital plan that 5 minutes later I'm in a hospital. This gives you idea of a kind of a quick service a fellow gets in America. So now I'm in a hospital only because I'm reading a hospital advertisement book when I cross the street and I don't see the car. But don't worry, Mamma Mia. There's absolutely nothing wrong with me. Only trouble is nobody believes me. Is a very nice nurse here. She takes my pulse. Is first American girl who hold my hand. Is a very pleasant, Mamma Mia. But now, Jimmy visited me and he say,
"Boss."
"Hello, Jimmy."
"I rushed down here as soon as I heard about it."
"Who tell you?"
"It's all over the neighborhood."
"I feel fine, Jimmy."
"What happened, boss?"
"I'm walking across the State Street when suddenly I hit the automobile."
"Did you get the license?"
"No, just a piece of a right front fender."
"Where were you hurt, boss?"
"In a safety zone."
"What were you doing on State Street?"
If I tell you, you'll be angry with me, Jimmy."
"Oh, I'm not going to be angry, boss."
"I go see Jackson Hospital Plan. Then I have an accident. After I join. Please, Jimmy, do something for me. Write a note to my teacher, Miss Spalding. I know can come to school tonight. Same as I write for you."
"Well, I can tell him, Mr. Luigi. You don't have to write a note."
"No, Jimmy. It's better you write. Please excuse my parents. Luigi Basco from school tonight. Yours truly, Jimmy O'Connor."
"Well, if that's the way you want it. Someone's here to see you, boss."
"Oh, he's a man from a 2 cents a hospital plan."
"Well, goodbye, boss. I'll see you later."
"Okay, goodbye, Jimmy."
"Mr. Basco, I take my hat off to you."
"Thank you. You're very polite."
"Yes, sir. You sure are a fast worker. We're going to make a big thing out of this. Imagine, a man signs up for the Jackson Hospital Plan, and 5 minutes later, he's in the hospital. Why, it'll make us the talk of the country."
You're not angry with me?"
"Angry? Certainly not. On the contrary, we'll see to it that you get every operation that's coming to you. You'll get tonsils, adenoids, appendix, and that's only the start."
"Sounds like the finish." "Please, I'm feeling fine. I want to go home."
"Mr. Basco, you gave us your 2 cents. You enrolled. We have your signature. You agreed to accept our benefits. And you'll get your benefits."
"Please, I just want to go home."
"You stay right there. Don't move till you hear from us. You're in a soft, comfortable hospital bed. You'll get the best of doctors and nurses for 2 cents a day. You're entitled to all this for 21 days. Live, man, live!"
"Nurse, doctor, mamma mia!"
"Luigi, you sleeping, my son?"
"Oh, Pasquale, I'm even glad to see you."
"How you feel, my little man?"
"I feel fine, Pasquale,
don't
but..."
"Don't talk, Luigi. Here, drink a little soup. Rosa, she cooked it special for you."
"That's nice."
"It's a love in every spoonful, Luigi. She's put her heart in it."
"Taste like it."
"Luigi, I'm already take care of everything for you."
"Then when can I go home?"
"Take it easy. A lawyer says you're critically sick of man."
"Lawyer? I don't even see lawyer. How he knows?"
"He knows.
But the Pasquale, I don't need lawyer."
"Never see a fella like you. Even when you're sick, you argue. If a lawyer says you're sick, you're sick."
"But I'm not sick. I'm fine."
"I don't care what you say. I already give a lawyer $50,000. $50 I give him. He say we're going to collect. I never have a $50,000. But the lawyer I give a $50 to, he say we're going to collect a $10,000.
"We?"
"Sure we. Is it your accident, so I make you a partner. Next time, if I have accident, I make you a partner too. It's a fair exchange."
"Thank you, Pasquale, but there's nothing wrong with me."
"Lawyer is out the side. He's to tell what's wrong with you. Here is Mr. Sykes, your lawyer, Luigi."
"How are you, Mr. Basco?"
"I'm fine."
"Delirious, eh, Pasquale?"
"Sounds alike."
"Now, don't try to talk, Mr. Basco. You're a very sick man. Just leave everything to me."
"I don't. I leave it to my mama."
"Why, we'll sue that car owner for every penny he has in the world. We'll strip him clean. We'll take the clothes off his back. You haven't a thing to worry about with John Sykes as your attorney."
"I'm worried about other fella."
"Oh, I've had lots of cases like this. Been chasing ambulances all my life."
"You must have been pretty tired."
"Mr. Basco, I saw the whole thing."
"You did?"
"Why, certainly I did. There was this car coming in a very northerly direction at approximately 75 miles an hour. You were standing in the safety
zone." "But I wasn't..."
"Don't interrupt, please. Suddenly this automobile swerved, knocked you down, ran over you, backed up, and ran over you again."
"No, no, no. No, Mr. Sykes. It was all my fault. I crossed the when the light was red."
"What's that got to do with it? Aren't you entitled to your choice of colors?"
"Sure. Sure, Luigi. Everybody's got a right to choose a color. Don't worry, we're going to collect the plenty."
"Pasquale, you got a hit by car too?"
"I'm just to look out for your interest."
"But I feel fine. I don't even hurt a little bit."
"You see, Pasquale, brain concussion.
Looks alike."
"Now, Mr. Basco, where were you on the night of July 21st, 1928?
July 21st, 1928. I don't remember.
Aha. Amnesia. Magnesia. Oh, it's even worse than I feared. Now tell me, Mr. Basco, do you hear ticking noises?
Pasquale, take your watch away from my ear.
All I can say is, Mr. Basco, that you're a mighty sick man. Yes, sir, mighty sick.
Please, Mr. Sykes, you're giving me a headache.
Fine, don't fight it, Mr. Basco.
And my back is hurting from laying in bed.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Now you're talking.
But I feel fine.
Stop for saying that!
Just keep him quiet, Pasquale. I'll be back in a moment.
Pasquale, I don't trust Mr. Sykes.
I'm surprised at you, Luigi. Mr. Sykes is as honest as I am.
That's what worries me. No, Pasquale. I don't sue other fella. He's not honest. I don't want his money. I want to go home.
Look, Luigi, you don't worry about this. All you think about is your health. I worry about your money. Hey, lay down, Luigi. He's a doctor.
Well, how are you feeling, Mr. Basco?
I'm feeling...
Not so good, doctor.
Excuse me, I'd like to look at the chart.
Sure, doctor. Here, what does it say? Sounds bad.
Is it bad, doctor?
Temperature. Blood pressure.
Has it got a temperature and a blood pressure?
Yeah, these x-rays...
X-rays.
But I'm feeling fine.
Stop arguing with a doctor.
You'll excuse me, Mr. Basco. I'll be back.
Pasquale.
I hear you, Luigi.
What a doctor mean when he say,
Don't sound good to me, Luigi. Here, Luigi, hold my hand.
Pasquale, you see x-ray pictures? It's all black.
Is there nothing left inside?
What it say on the chart?
I'm not supposed to tell you, Luigi.
Please, Pasquale, is it better if I know everything?
All right, I tell. Temperature 98 to period of 6. That's not too good.
Please, Pasquale, if anything happens, you take care of Jim.
Sure, I even adopt him.
And when he grow up, don't make him marry Rosa.
Luigi, Rose is always going to be true to one man, you, Luigi.
It's all right with me if she lie a little. Listen, Pasquale, is one more thing. In 4 years from now, I get my citizenship paper. Can you hear me, Pasquale?
I hear you, Luigi.
I give you permission to vote for me.
Anything else?
I wait till the doctor comes back before I make more promises.
All right, Luigi. Now I tell you what I'm going to do for you. When I'm going to collect the money from accident, I'm going to take your share, and I'm going to build a new antique store with your statue in the front, with a big sign in your honor, Luigi Basco Spaghetti Palace.
Why spaghetti in antique store?
Got to pay expenses, Luigi.
Pasquale... Is it suddenly getting very dark?
Hold both of my hands, Luigi, my friend. Maybe now you do something for me, eh?
Anything.
Maybe you see Rosie just once more, eh?
Is it dark enough already?
That is making no difference, Luigi. You're going to die anyway. Marry Rosie.
This make her happy, Pasquale?
Sure. It's to make her the happiest widow in Chicago.
All right.
Rosa.
Where is she?
Well, she's just happening to be waiting outside. Rosa!
You call me Papa?
Say hello to poor Luigi.
Hello, poor Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Luigi's a dying. And before he goes, he wants to marry you, Rosa. What do you think of that?
Shut up your face.
Luigi, I go bring it a judge.
Is the judge also happen to be waiting outside?
What's going on here?
Doctor, we're just in the time. Everything is dark.
No wonder. Someone turned off the lights.
Who would do a thing like this? I see everything now. Doctor, I'm not dying, huh?
Not for a long time to come, Mr. Bosco. There isn't a thing in the world the matter with you. Get your clothes and go home.
You hear that, Pasquale?
Doctor, you sure?
Of course.
It's impossible, doctor. I just give a lawyer $50 and Luigi's got to die.
I feel fine. I'm going to leave the hospital. I got my 2 cents to work. Pasquale, I'm going to back to the store.
Wait, Luigi. You promised to marry Rosa today.
Oh, no. I already have my accident for today. Mamma mia, now if I get sick, is there nothing to worry about? Because I get sick in America. Your loving son, Luigi.
Be sure to listen next week at the same time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to Mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by High Craft and Cy Howard and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music is under the direction of Wilbur Hatch. Ladies and gentlemen, have you heard about CARE's new holiday package? It's ration-free, it's economical, and it's guaranteed to arrive safely, all for the special rate of $15. It's extra special. Why? Because it gives your friends and relatives in Europe's ruins a chance to have a delicious turkey dinner with all the fixings. A whole turkey, butter, sugar, jam, rice, bacon, plum pudding, chocolate, and all the seasonings needed to prepare a turkey roast. There are millions of children in Europe this Christmas who will know it as just an ordinary bleak winter day. Even for the holidays, there's little hope for something special. That's why CARE has prepared a special holiday package containing a full turkey dinner and all the trimmings. Send your check today to CARE, New York City, New York. Indicate plainly the address to which you wish the parcel mailed. Remember, this special holiday package is only $15 with guaranteed delivery. The address again, CARE, C-A-R-E, New York City, New York. Later tonight on CBS, comedian Maury Amsterdam has a hilarious battle with gangster Knuckles Callahan, who is determined to strong-arm the hapless Maury into giving him control of his cafe. For a solid half hour of laughs, listen to the Maury Amsterdam Show later tonight over most of these same CBS network stations. Bob Lamont speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.